Blog Talk Radio.
Wonder if I might use your phone, please?
Yes, of course. It's in the hall.
Be right back, man.
Yeah, okay.
City Hall.
2667, please.
2667.
Grand Lab Painter.
Hello, Ray. This is Friday. Lee there?
Just a minute, Joe. Take two, Lee. Jones speaking.
Checking back, Lee.
Did you get the blood types on the two missing boys?
Yeah, both boys type O.
So are the stains, Joe. Type O.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like,
you heard wrong.
Away from it all.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come
out.
Out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day. Well, I fell in a vat of chocolate. I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I know, I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
I swam a lot. There was a 30-foot vat, and we just... Full of chocolate.
30 foot across?
No, deep. It was 30 feet deep, full of chocolate. I fell right into it, and I
Well, what happened? What did you do after you fell in?
Well, I even hate to think about it because
I'm serious. What did you do? What did you do to get out?
I just walking down down by my house there, and there's a vat of chocolate over it.
Now, what did you do? There had to, first of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I used to kind of balance on that rail. I used to walk on that rail, and someone evidently put something slippery on there because I fell right in there.
Okay, then what happened, Tom? What did you do after you fell?
I yelled fire. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate,
Tom. Why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day. Well,
now I want you to think about it, Tom. It must have been a very traumatic experience.
Oh, it's just a horrible experience. That chocolate all over me. Swimming around like
what possessed you to yell fire when you were out in this vat of liquid chocolate? There was no fire. You were in the chocolate and you yelled fire. That's pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
It certainly is. I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yell chocolate!
No one saved me if I yell chocolate.
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day.
Now live
coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme. Soundboard for quite some time. Not the planned possum theme tonight. Lo and behold, serendipity doo doo. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pawpaw Friday Night to Papapa. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Just remember that. Monday night's Possum Hour. Friday night Possum. In the middle, in between it all, it's clobbering time. Check your local listings for dates and times in your bailiwick. I don't think I have anything more to announce.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, right here. Yeah.
finger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Dig it.
Way cool, man.
Uh-huh.
Cake dinner. She must not have been paying attention to the introductions, because we played that one a few times. That's Gumby's favorite introduction.
Oh, I love
George
it.
George B. Bopper.
George B. Bopper, man. Think that crazy name. Think that crazy
Bopper
name.
Real George. Real George.
I still don't understand that. But
well, his name's George B. Bopper.
Yeah, George but B. what Bopper. Does Real George mean?
I don't know.
I probably thought it was Real George.
It's George.
Who knows? It's Shemp.
Shemp took that one to his grave, I think.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a good week?
Yes, I had a very good week.
Good. Some working in there? Selling cigars?
Yeah, a lot of working.
Hey, man, if that ever doesn't... If that don't work out... I know they're still looking for a permanent chief of staff in the White House. There's not a lot of job security, but the pay is pretty juicy.
You gotta live for the moment with that job.
I was able to take my steps for the last 3 days with duty. Feel like $1 million.
Good for you.
Gotta love a nice break in the weather. Like it hit 50 degrees.
Oh.
I said I gotta go out and pick up dog poop. It's 50 degrees, for crying out loud.
Oh yeah, that's dog poop picking up weather.
And the poop's still cold, so it's like poopsicles, and it just kind of plops right into the thingy, the shovel. So not so messy.
Life is go.
Kind of liking the cold weather because of that. Just for that alone.
I like turds.
Frozen turds. I wouldn't shit you. You're my favorite turds. All right, I'm looking for your plug
you're
music.
Good, man. You're a good super host.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't know, man. I can't. I got to put that in a better place because it always gets away from me. Here we go. I got it.
Okay. There we
ready
go.
Ready with your plug?
I sure
ready
am.
Ready with the cool music. All
okay.
right. Hit it.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Evidence Front Radio. His Evidence theme, I believe, is part 2 of albums from 1968. So apparently last Friday was part 1. I was a little... I didn't know.
Oh, yeah,
so
you didn't know nothing.
That's 3 Eastern. Something about... I don't know what the difference is between the 50-50 show and the album. The executive producer might tell me something here. I don't know. But it's 1968 album. That's tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time. 4:30 is Possum Blues, and you can hear it live on www.wriu.org. There you have it, kids. Wow. There it is. Eminence
Front
Radio.
Enunciation on that. Enunciation,
yeah.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, the plug. .org. In that.
.org. How can we get,
got a nice fucking crowd out there. Look at this.
We do.
Watson Lounge is on fire.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Well, I guess I should have more Christmas pictures in the slideshow because I got a shite load of them. Monday night, we're starting with the Christmas pictures.
Yeah.
We got to have the famous war on Christmas.
Of course, they're nice pictures. They're nice Christmas pictures. They're kittens.
Yeah, they're not. They're terrible
no?
Christmas pictures.
Okay. Okay.
But we got some Christmas music tonight.
Christmas
season and all and whatnot.
Good.
Dr. Cake's suggestion led me to hearing this. This isn't the same one she suggested, but everyone's favorite William Shatner. Yeah, everyone's favorite William Shatner did a Christmas album. And,
you gotta love the Shat.
This is not good. I don't think his heart was in this one. I haven't heard the rest of the album, but I checked out this one. His rendition of Feliz Navidad.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's phoning this bad boy in.
You're not saying that William Shatner might have did this for a paycheck. Is that what you're implying?
I'm saying he's phoning it in a long distance on this one, man.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Like that.
Okay.
So, we're gonna dynamite this sucker. Ready? Hit it!
Yes.
Now here are tonight's winning Go5Bar numbers. 20.
Yeah.
5.
Holy shit!
20.
Yes!
17.
Fuck all of it! Yes!
What does it all prove, Joe? You don't give a kid a gun for Christmas. The story you have just heard was true. Only the names were changed to protect the innocent.
Man, pulled off another one, they'll never be the wiser.
Date it.
Is this thing on? All right. Well, thank you everybody for coming. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, the Possum Lounge.
Yes.
In color. Right here on Earth. Ted's still busy on his special treat. We won't be hearing from him for a while yet, but, you know, chances are good.
Ted.
Get a bark later on in the show. And there's Apple Cheeks Alice. Wonderful.
Sweet Alice.
Wonderful. So good.
Uh-huh.
Always brightens the lounge when she is here. Am I right or am I right?
You got that right. You are correct on that one, sir.
Come on to something there. Always love to see her. Always love to see her. Thank you for being here. And also takes the heat off of Dr. Cake over there. She doesn't like to be on.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first one. And it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
It wouldn't be.
I looked it up. Google that. Google it. It's,
uh-huh.
It's,
uh-huh.
You can even Snopes it. Snopes will tell you.
Uh-huh.
And there he is.
Your Funkin' Wagner. Look it up, your Funkin' Wagner.
Speaking of Funkin' Wagners, there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect here.
You need some sort of title. Ford Prefect, Intergalactic Traveler. Intergalactic Hitchhiker. I like it. Intergalactic Hitchhiker. Good to have you with us, sir. Hope everything turns out well for you, my friend.
Yes.
And there's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
He's writing dirty words in the chat room.
Don't
try to write Lyle Wagner.
Uh-uh.
Or you will be rejected. Maggie C is here. I think she's the one that originally brought up Lyle Wagner. Her and her potty mouth.
Uh-huh.
Does this still work? Wagner. I love that.
That's the swear jar to her.
What a hoot. All right, we need some music here. Come on, music, Mr. Music. Come on, Mr.
Music.
Play us some music. Mr. Music. All right, here we go. Music?
She's blaming on that Indian fella.
Oh, Daddy G's fault. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Daddy G. The Indian feller.
That's right.
The Indian feller. That there red stick. Yeah. The only good one is a dead one. Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool, though, about the 60s Westerns is they are kind of cool for the most part to the Indians. Most of the shows.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cliche that they were, but there's some of them where they just, oh, man. Not so much on some other shows. Depends on the writer, too, I think. Neither here nor there. We're not going to retroactively change the plots. They're there. They're in black and white. Nothing you can do about it. Thank you for coming, Maggie C.
Right.
And Lyle Wagner. Thank you for bringing Lyle Wagner.
Oh, my God.
He was almost Batman, man. That would have been cool.
Well, yeah. Well, he's the one that got that gig on that Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah, he's in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Now, Adam West, we'd have missed out on a lot. Adam West.
Perfect.
I just wish that Adam West and William Shatner had played brothers in some, you know, in some movie or something. That would have been good.
I was thinking, though, Lionel Wagner, he probably knows how to get rid of a bomb. Regardless of what day it is.
Well,
he could get rid of a bomb.
He'd throw it on the ducks. He wouldn't give a shit.
He'd throw it on the fucking nuns.
Well, no, he'd throw it on the ducks, and then him and Robin and Alfred be having them a duck dinner.
There you go. All right, so it works out.
Aunt Harriet in the movie? I don't remember her in the movie, man.
Ah, she's got to be. I haven't seen that in such a long time.
Admiral Classic. Schmidlap, one of the characters.
I remember as a kid, I was all excited because it had everything. It had the fat helicopter and the fat boat and had all that shit.
Oh, yeah, bat boat. Bat boat.
Oh, yeah. Had it all.
All the villains. Catwoman. Well, it wasn't the good Catwoman. You know what?
Wait. Who was it? Eartha Kitt?
No, Eartha Kitt's good.
Yeah. Meriwether?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barnaby B. Jones' daughter.
Yeah. She was the weakest. Halle Berry.
I never seen that one. I quit watching movies like that. Yeah. All right. Batman and Star Trek. Adam West and William co-starred in the TV pilot for Alexander the Great, which failed to go to series. I think we've talked about this before. Thank you, Ford. Interesting.
Alexander the Great.
Yeah. You probably have to get your Alexander the Greatalizer to figure out which one was which. And there he is. Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Where the hell is it? Oh, here it is.
Christmas comes but once a year, and when it comes it brings good cheer, a season of goodwill and fun. And yet while most of us feel festive, Grinches out there just get messy and spoil it all for everyone. Though it's too much to expect you to be
Christmas.
Yeah, I love when fancy ladies are singing like bad words.
Fancy ladies.
I should have saved that one for the Christmas show,
song.
Man.
Fuck our Christmas songs. We're going to put in our Dick and Cooch songs in there. There you go.
Yeah, but that's a Cooch song.
Mm-hmm.
And a Christmas song.
That's
maybe
what Christmas
not.
Is all about to me.
Okay, so the Christmas show, the Christmas Eve show, will have nothing to do with Christmas.
Nothing to do with Christmas. Fuck Christmas.
Hmm.
If In fact, we won't even mention it. We're going to call it Fuck Tomorrow.
The eve of Who the Fuck Cares?
Don't even acknowledge it.
Hey, man, you're going to make the baby Jeebus cry, man.
I don't want to do that. You know that.
I like that cartoon I put up on on your page this week. Baby Jeebus and the mom and the dad, Joseph and Mary, and they're on the donkey or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a big wire, razor wire fence.
Yeah.
It says Merry Christmas.
Let's make Christmas all about Brian. It's the birth of Brian, for Christ's sake.
There you go. Yeah, I get gag gifts for Pete for my family. That's it. You know, there's not really a lot of gift exchange and shit.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
I'll have to get Ted something nice, though. He's been such a good dog all year.
There you go. Take care of Ted. Ted reminds me of the little dog in that Chuck Jones cartoon. The Grinch. What was that dog's Max?
He's more like that fat cat. He's more like that fat cat that eats the sardines in the Warner Brothers cartoons. Dodsworth. Yeah.
Dodsworth, yeah.
Yep. That would be him, man.
Damn, there was good.
Yeah, we had the great weather. I did my steps like record time, what was that, Wednesday. Really fast pace. Then yesterday, not so fast. And then today is normal time because I,
Well, when you're doing the fast walking, man, do your hips, hit from side to side like those doofuses do when they're fast walking?
No. I don't have a goofy gait. I just do really long strides, longer strides at
but
a quicker
you're
going pace.
Somewhere.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't do the wiggle butt thing. That's kind of dopey.
You're like a man with a destination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Kind
you,
of a.
Right.
Remember, Here Come the Brides? Remember, Here Come the Brides, the oldest brother, Jason Bolt? He had this stride that I thought, when I was a kid, I thought, man, that's how you walk, boy. You mean business.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I just remember David Soul and Bobby Sherman. And
he's the one you're not.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the one you forgot. He was in that sucky Star Trek
girl
that
with
didn't
the
make
big
any
teeth?
Sense. What about the girl with the big teeth?
Goofy redheaded girl with a big teeth. She was always in American Graffiti. Not American Graffiti. Love American Style.
Yeah, wasn't Bridget Hanlon. Bridget Hanlon.
Oh, Christ, you know her fucking name? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was one of my early boner hoses right there.
No shit, I gotta look her up. Okay, I'm gonna put a post.
She's
her
not
up
that
in
great.
The,
not that great.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a good picture of her somewhere.
I just thought, like, if she'd go for the stuttering kid, then, maybe she'd take a shot with
her. Yeah, I don't remember a stuttering kid. I gotta put
that was
show
Bobby
back.
Sherman was the stuttering. He's stuff the tat, the deep, the deep, the tat, the tat. And then
I don't remember that.
She got all hanky on.
My sister was into that show because of Bobby Sherman,
Yeah, oh, he was a pretty boy.
With that helmet head that you admire so much.
Oh, boy, he had a helmet head. Beauty. The head of hair, babe. And he's a cool guy because he ended up becoming a cop.
Being a police officer, yeah.
Serving the public and doing something with his life other than writing dopey teeny bopper songs and combing his hair.
Is he dead now? Didn't we do a thing on him? Is he dead?
I'm going to Google it, and I'm going to say still alive. I'm going to say stole
a lot. Yeah, that's my guess, too, but I think we did something on that before.
I'm saying still alive.
Maybe it's a Mandela.
And he's 75 years young, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby Sherman, Santa Monica, California.
Judy, do you love me?
With his wife, Bridget.
Judy, do you care?
Ooh, Bridget. He married a girl named Bridget.
Bridget.
Whoa, mind blown.
See that?
I wonder if it's Bridget Hanley, man. What if it's Bridget Hanley?
Whoa. Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be like kismet. That'd be so romantic.
I like her. She's like a Karen Valentine.
Yeah. Bob Barker turned 95 the other day, Cake says. Wow. He's looking it, too, finally.
95?
Was it? Yeah, that's old. Him and Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke turned 94, I think.
The best thing about Bob Barker is he kicked the shit out of that Adam Sandler dick.
Dick Van Dyke's getting a lot of accolades this week, saying he's like the one of the most talented men in showbiz. Things like that.
Well, he is.
The Price is Wrong, bitch. That's right. Well, we I was gonna mention the juicing. I bought a juicer. The price has gone
again.
Down. Well, my old juicer wasn't working so good. Last time I used it.
It's gonna be a pain in the dick to clean.
They suck. But this one was half the price of my old one. The same fucking thing.
Maybe the fad's not going as strong as it was.
So today
not
I
many
just
people
ate,
talking
like,
about juicing.
I ate all vegetables today. Feel I couldn't eat any more vegetables.
Oh,
and I feel better.
What the fuck was that? Yeah.
But I'm gonna miss my pizza.
What was that walnut? What's that walnut wrapped in a fucking bacon thing you were eating? The hell was
that? No, water chestnut. Water chestnut.
Water chestnut wrapped in bacon. Where do you get this shit?
Was it that fancy party? That was at a 50th anniversary party.
Yeah?
They loved me there, man.
That's because you got smooth skin.
It was the smooth skin and my predilection for maki.
I don't think I've ever eaten a water chestnut.
How is that? Somebody was saying, Cake was saying water chestnuts suck. They're great in wok, man. They're crunchy. They don't really have a lot of taste, but they're, palatable. Not very strong.
Well, you're not selling me on it.
Crunchy.
Candy with bacon.
Look.
There's other things to wrap bacon in, Like more bacon.
Yeah. Chopped liver, beauty. Chicken liver, I mean.
What was that?
Chicken liver.
Chicken liver. That's what that word. What was that word? Yuckman? Yuckman? Yuckmore? Yuckmori? What was that word?
Rumaki. Rumaki.
Okay. Rumaki. Okay.
Yeah. Rumaki. Right. But I got a little thing of chicken livers in the freezer, man.
You're a strange guy, man.
Why? Throw chicken
livers. Chicken liver? Eesh.
You don't like chicken livers?
Man. Not really.
It's weird. Not everybody likes chicken livers. Well,
if it's not in the Colonel's fucking bucket, I'm not eating it.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to that. Hey, we got a quickie, another quickie we could do. Real quick.
Quickie, and then into the 3 minutes. I like it.
I reckon. We'll set this up a little bit, too. Okay, we'll set this up. You sent this to the secret thingy page, and I hadn't seen this. I didn't know this. I guess this made the news, the angry Uber guy.
Yeah. Apparently that happened last year, man. I just came across it now. I don't... And I'm on this fucking thing all the time. I'm surprised it got fired. That's funny as hell, man. And the cartoon that goes with it is fucking great.
Yeah, yeah. It needed something, though. It needed a little something, so I gave it just a little.
Okay, yeah, all right. Give it a little help.
Juice. Give it a little juice. So here we go. All this right. is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Comedy Gold from, it's only a year old, unlike the 70-year-old shit we play usually. And it's about something like modern, like Uber, man. Very cool. We're upgrading. We're in the 21st and a half century. Yeah. All right, this is Angry Uber Guy.
You are at the hospital. Administration is right here.
I'm going
Get
to
in
the
there.
Emergency room, sir.
Get in there.
Where?
Get out of my car now.
Where is my
Get
destination?
Get out of my car now.
Sir, I'm asking
Get
you.
Get out of my car now. I have the right to tell you when to get out of my car. Right now.
I don't know where I am. I'm asking you where is my destination. If you will kindly point
I
at where I am.
Pulled into your destination. It said here I was at your destination. It's over. Get out of my car now.
It said 17.
Get out of my car now. Get out of my car now.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't fucking get out of my car.
But you're not to yell at me.
You
are not. 9, 1. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Get out of my car.
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car.
Sir, can you just tell
get
me?
Get out of my goddamn car now!
Sir, can you please tell me where my destination is? Can you please tell me where my destination is?
The ride is over. You have been extremely rude, extremely condescending.
How have I been extremely rude?
You kept me waiting way too long. You showed up and told me you were in a hurry when you showed no actual effort to be in a hurry. Get out of my car now.
I am just...
Get out of my car now!
I don't know where I am.
Get out of my car now! God damn you to hell!
Sir.
Get out of my car! Get out of my car! It is my fucking goddamn property! Get out! Now! Now!
You are facing
Get
me
out
back.
Right fucking now!
You are facing
Get me. Out of my car! I'm facing a fucking moron! Get out! Now!
You're facing
Now!
You have no right to scream at me.
I will fucking talk to you any goddamn way I want.
Then?
Yes, I fucking will. And I have the right.
You have the right to scream at me?
Get out of my car!
You have the right to scream at me.
I have asked you to leave my car multiple times.
And I am asking you in a
loud
and
stupid
manner, where am I?
You're at a hospital.
Where
you need to be, get out of my car! Can you get her out of my car, please?
Where is the emergency room? That's on the other side. On the other side?
Yeah, I'll walk you over. No
get
problem.
Out
Thank
of
you.
My car!
I love that guy.
I think he wanted her to get out of his car.
That's what I gleaned from it.
I got the kind of the idea that
my favorite part is when she's saying and she's saying you're facing I'm facing a fucking moron.
Poor dear. She was a bit confused, I think.
Uh-huh.
There you go, pal. Oh, Ted. All right. Ted's lobbying for more treats. All right, there you go, Siegfried. I don't want to hear another peep out of you, bub. You probably ain't going to bark now. Well. Should have made you bark for it. All right. That could have been the 3 minutes. That could have been the 3 minutes you'll never get back. But no. This is Philadelphia area. We have a caller.
Really?
Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
There you go. All right.
Well, am I live?
You're live on the air.
Memorex.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. This is an archive show. We recorded this last week.
That's funny. I'm hearing giggling coming from another room in my house here. I think it's haunted.
Yeah.
This is Joey
Kane. 95 degrees out.
Joey Kane. Joey Kane.
Joey Kane.
Short.
What's up there, Joey Kane?
I love this show. The broadcast has been amazing. You guys have been having me cracking the hell up the whole time. Now I know what all the hype is all about.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't know there was any hype, man. That's cool.
Are you from Norway? He must be from Norway. That's where all the hype is. They're waving hello to you, Joey Kane. How'd you say?
Joey Kane,
waving
man.
Hello to you.
Hey. Hello there.
There you go.
Well done. Well done.
Yes.
All right, man. Well,
we got 3 minutes.
That's how
now.
It works here on the old Possum, man. I'll tell you. It's a laugh riot.
There you go. Get the fuck out of my car.
I'm not going to lie. I can't say that I haven't been crying this whole time listening to you guys.
You have to get him on the payroll, man.
Yes.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
What do I win?
Oh, cool.
I win a check.
Didn't work out so good.
I thought you were going to give me the Wilhelm
scream.
Where's your Cena?
What's the Wilhelm scream?
Where's the Wilhelm? We got a Wilhelm screen. I know we got a Wilhelm screen somewhere.
Yeah, I know. It's on there someplace.
Here it is. Yeah.
That's always on the money.
I'll tell you, comedy gold right there, bub. Okay. Now, meanwhile.
3 minutes.
3 minutes, you'll never get back. Portion
the
of the show.
Awesome. And the other side of the house, I would have never understood anything about
it. Well, it's great.
Gotcha.
Now we're going to get 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Later.
3 minutes, you'll never, ever get back. This is tailor-made for a Friday show because it's got polka in the title.
Cool.
Oh, polka.
However, don't be alarmed. This is not the polka. The Schmengi brothers will be on later on in the show to present us
with a better
polka. Yeah. A good polka. A real polka.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy some latkes later, but right now it's 3 minutes. You'll never, ever get back. God made beer and polka.
Right. Great Steven.
Man made the wheel. Man made the steel.
God made beer. 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 God made
the clock.
God made the clock. God
says, here, here.
God made beer. God made beer.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
And now, here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie.
May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Rush.
Beauty. All right, man. Ford, Ford Prefect said it was the best thing we've ever played on Possum Hour in the history of the show.
Isn't that the truth?
And that includes
is
commercials.
Is that on YouTube? Can that be put on the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp? Because we got to give that some kudos there, man.
Didn't you put that in the secret room? Wasn't that in the secret room?
I have no idea. Everything.
I don't know.
You got to. I'm in a daze when I send you that shit. I don't know.
I know. And then you send me so much, it backs up. So I got a whole shitload of stuff. But keep sending. Keep sending.
Sometimes
it'll be months old before it gets to the show.
I'm like 3:30 in the morning sending you crap I don't even know about.
Yeah.
This is my life, man.
It's good times. Okay, now.
And I like
that. Just when you thought it was safe to eat good, I'm going to start juicing. You know, I ate vegetables. They got E. coli and the fucking cauliflower now. And a bunch of other lettuces.
They got E. coli and everything anymore, man.
Well, you know what it is? The current administration, they rolled back regulations on the washing of the vegetables at the farms or something like that. Like they didn't have to.
Right?
Yeah, they could reuse water or something like that. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, so we got that going for us.
So they're wiping their asses and they're fucking around with our vegetables.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
E. coli. You know, and the thought of that made tonight's salad so appetizing as I was eating it. You know, I'm thinking, good God. You know, hopefully someone with shit on their hands has touched this. And
Mexican shit. South American shit you're eating.
I'm in the mood for a cucumber.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's another show. Maybe that'll make our Christmas show.
That could be interesting. Yeah.
Oh, I know you get some shit on a cucumber.
Oh.
Oh.
Be legendary, man. All right. Well, speaking of Yule logs. They got I'm sure you saw this. This is all on all the real TV stations and crap. KFC has a fire log that smells like fried chicken when you burn it. You see that?
No.
Mhm. It's a real fucking thing. Limited edition. You throw it in the old fire, and 11 herbs and spices are filling the room.
You gotta ask yourself why. Why?
And you got me, man. I think most of them were ordered for the White House fireplace. I don't know if that is any connection. Yeah, man. Make your house smell like a bucket of chicken. Is that cool? I don't know. I kind of like that. If I had a fireplace, I would get me a bucket of chicken log. Growing up.
I think that's more West Philadelphia.
West Philly. Yeah. They're not shooting one another.
Now.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, that's a Christmas idea. Something for the back, you know, just keep it in mind. Find your Yule logs.
I feel bad for the poor bastards that watch a fireplace on television. Well, they got to get special scented candles. You know, those people.
I'm going to piss myself.
Well, they probably have candles that smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken, don't they?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Okay.
Now, in the spirit of the season, organizers of a Christmas event had to apologize to outraged parents after a fire alarm reportedly prompted Santa Claus to burst out of his grotto, rip off his beard, and scream at children to get the fuck out!
Get out of my fucking car! Get out of my fucking grotto!
So, well, no, I think he was trying to, he's trying to vacuum. Get the fuck out of here! So he started, and it started. That didn't really help. They said reported that caused havoc. So you don't want havoc. He ripped his hat and beard off in front of 50 odd kids and started shouting and swearing at people to leave.
What the fuck is a fire? He's supposed to stay in character? Ho, the place is burning down, kid. Let's step outside. Ho, ho, ho. Get the fuck out of here. The place is on fire.
This one mother said, she says, quote, "My friend's little boy was upset as his dad was carrying him when Santa told them to get the fuck out." And she had to tell her children that the man wasn't the real Santa, but an imposter who was going to be on the naughty list. So that'd be a lesson to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Christ.
I gotta put my Santa Claus picture up, man. When I was a mall Santa, actually that was downtown at the big. That was the big department store in Pittsburgh, man. I was in the primo Santa Claus gig. That's the big Mamu down there. Well, it used to.
You in the Supreme? You're in the Supreme. He was in the Supremes. Yeah. He's like back up. It's
Diana. Yeah. No, what the fuck was it? Was it Kaufman's? Kaufman's.
You're sitting there, the kids Kaufman. Are asking you for presents, and you're sitting there just like sliding dollar bills off your hands.
He was flipping on the bird.
None of them kids tip. You know, it's surprising.
There were no fires at this place.
It was rewarding.
I never heard of that department store. That's strictly a Pittsburgh place or what?
Kaufman's? Yeah, Kaufman's? that was the big downtown department store.
Ours was Lit
Venerated.
Brothers. That's long gone. Lit Brothers. Back in the
day. I don't think Kaufman's is still around. Crazy.
No.
All right, now there's an FDA warning out, everybody. If you know, and here's my son. My son over here, he's smoking these vaporizing the vapor things, right? It's no good, kids.
Yep.
It's no good. They found out that need more music. They found out.
You're scaring away my customers with this news. You know?
Well, they found. Well, you might want to. This might sell more of them too, though, because they found that some of them can contain tadalafil and sildenafil, which are the main ingredients in erectile dysfunction drug. So like you're going to be vaping and get a boner hose, man. If a cute girl walks by, you know, bong, 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 and go, what the hell's going on here? What am I, 14 already? No, they're putting Viagra in the
I mean, in all honesty, all I gotta say is, ain't no nigga gonna hold me down. Oh no.
Man, sing it.
Okay, well,
you know what
there
really
is that.
Does? The fried chicken flavored ones. I give you a bone.
it's all
chicken
it's
and Viagra.
All propaganda. It's all propaganda.
Right. Okay, yeah. You never know. It's probably propaganda by the
There ain't nothing wrong with that, though. It gives you a boner. What the fuck?
Viagra. Anti-Viagra. Anti-direction.
Just giving me a boner. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll take it.
Anti-boner crowd.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we need science. Science, 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 science. This is big. Jurassic Park, man, it's coming. Scientists say they
Uh-oh.
Can recreate
Uh-oh.
Living dinosaurs within the next 5 fucking years. Well, they said, he says it's 5 to 10 years away. So we might live to see this motherfucker, man.
Well, yeah. Well, you think of it, look at it on the scale of creationists. I mean, they were only here 6,000 years ago, so they could be back now.
They said they were gonna make a chickensaurus. Could this be a gag?
No. Imagine that chicken.
I would eat the shit.
That's
that.
One for your freezer.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that on your fireplace, roasting away. It'd be delicious.
Yeah. There you go. Roasting a fucking
chickensaurus. Kentucky fried. Chickensaurus.
Isn't that what they put on the side of Fred Clinton's car?
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
All right. There you have it.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Joey Kane, man, you're going to have to get in our dead possum pool. We got to get that ready this year.
I'm down like a clown.
All right. You're keeping that going, right, Commodore?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. There you go.
I guess. I'm trapped in this world of possum. I can't escape.
Yeah, can't get
caught
out.
In
can't
a trap. I can't walk out.
Around us is trapped around, because you know,
love me too much.
That's right. and Bridget Hanley, that's not the girl I was thinking of. This girl always played like an airhead, like one of those dummy girls with big teeth and red hair. You know, not
kind men
she's
like.
She's kind of like a Karen Valentine. Like a Karen Valentine knockoff. I'm trying to find her now.
I'm good. No, man. Oh, I wanted to mention this because of the chocolate thing. At the beginning of the show, they were talking about selling a vat of chocolate. Well, in Germany, the street was literally paved in chocolate this week.
Germany,
a ton of liquid chocolate flowed out of a factory and caked the street in a West German town on Monday. Firefighters said a storage tank overflowed at Dreimeister's chocolate factory in Westonen, suburb of the town of Wuhl. Westonen. But anyway,
I thought it was like a pancake mix or something that I saw on the.
It looks like it could. Yeah, it looks a little. Maybe it's not our quality chocolate yet, but they got a picture of the firefighters shoveling the stuff, and it no longer resembles chocolate very much on a shovel.
Kind of looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks
that's
like
that's our
you
poop
go
story.
Out and pick up out of your yard.
Yeah, like when I get. That's our poo story. So.
That's what it looks like.
You know.
There's your E. coli right there.
Don't say I didn't give you a poo story.
I'm gonna test it out for you guys.
How's that?
But that's
it. I'm just gonna test it. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They should have sent a whipped cream truck over or something and just, you know. it made the world's biggest ho-ho and got in the Guinness Book. Rolled it up. You know. Nobody ever thinks of ho-hos when it's...
I don't know why. I constantly think of ho-hos.
Yeah. It's always a good time for ho-ho. Ho-ho. Oh, you know what else? It's also a good time for a polka. Because it's Friday night and we polka on Friday. We polka on Fridays. It's like a dance that people with ski on the end of their name do.
Yep.
Okay.
I think Joey Kane's a person with a ski at the end of his name there.
Got the ski? Cool.
Aren't you Polish? Joey Kane.
You Polish?
I'm
not Polish, but I grew up in everybody was either Polish or Slovakian or something like that. They were all.
I didn't know that until the Drew Carey show. The people in Cleveland are in the Balkans.
Well, no, this is Pittsburgh I'm talking about, where I grew up.
Pittsburgh, I'm not Cleveland. Pittsburgh, okay. Yeah, well, nice, you know.
Pittsburgh.
Moon over Parma.
Well, that's that is Cleveland, Parma.
Yeah, that's Cleveland. Yeah,
the
that's
steak on the lake.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's our mortal enemy for some reason. I don't know why.
Nothing good comes.
So what were you doing, Polkin, in Pittsburgh on the farm?
I don't know. The chickens like to dance, man.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Christmas mass this year, baby. That's changed my life.
Gumby, it definitely takes Gumby a lot to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. That's right.
There you go.
Right, I'm putting up the fucking tree tonight, baby.
Yeah, but you do that every Friday night.
Which neighbor's house are we going to take it from?
There you go. Oh, yeah. A Christmas polka.
Yeah.
Possum has it
Christmas
all.
Polka. Christmas polka. Just cracking a beer over here because, you know, we got to get ready for the Keela thing.
Oh, that's great. I got
my
water
beverage,
here.
Joe.
I'm done with my...
The beverage.
Joey Crane.
Joey.
You drinking something?
Joey.
Hey,
what's up?
You got to be drinking something for the sing out.
It doesn't have to be an adult beverage. Just any sort of beverage will do.
Yeah, I got my Mountain Dew.
Oh, Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Sweet.
There you go. That's
I haven't drank that. in a month of Sundays, man. That's tough.
I
love my Mountain Dew, and I love my water.
That's some go-go juice there, Bob.
Yes, it is. How does Boom Boom drink that go-go juice?
You know, I'm sorry that G.T. Trent didn't show up tonight because I got his Christmas card in the mail today, and I was going to open it on the air. So, just so it's something to look forward to, I'm going to keep it sealed until we hear from G.T. Trent.
Reed is doing the Dick episode.
In the Dick episode? No. Be too Christmassy. All right, here we go. We gotta go.
Yeah.
I got my Mountain Dew at hand.
Yeah, all right. And my Orange Crush.
Oh, we're running out of time, Joseph Gibson. I'm sorry, man.
Joseph Gibson. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Welcome to the lounge.
He wasn't on there yet. Until now, and we're almost out of time.
I'm Joey Kane.
Yeah, well, that's Joseph.
Yeah, I know you're Joey
Kane.
You've been on the show
another
since.
Another person. Oh, I'm sorry.
Been a while.
There
been a
go.
While, man. I mean, geez. And you know, the possums in the Possums Lounge. Really enjoyed your visit tonight, Natty. Everybody enjoyed your visit. No, we got to get, man. We're all working in the morning.
I broke my possum toe.
What's your break? Broke his penis? Is that what he said? He broke his penis?
No, save that for the Christmas show.
My possum toe.
Okay.
All righty. Well, oh, geez, I got to warm up the transporter. Boom, boom, boom. That is.
Water. We got the water, too. All right. Little water people.
Right, we got water out there. Fireball for Maggie. Fireball. To the scotch.
Good guy. Fireball. Isn't that
Fireball.
A GTO drink? Good guy.
Yeah, GTO like Fireball.
Quaff. Yeah. Strongest man in the internet.
Quaff. I had too many quaffies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
I'm drinking roast chicken flavored water. Good night, everybody.
Delicious. Good night, everybody.
Have a good night, and thank you for doing it. Excellent.
Good night.
Good to have you.
Good to have you. I told that story about the crazy Guggenheim, right?
Yeah. He's still laughing over here.
the guy that showed up at the thing and
it makes me laugh.
He says my laughter makes him laugh. So he just
that's good, man. Yeah, laughter is infectious.
Everyone
man.
Loves it. The lounge is all waving and everything. Yeah. What was that guy? The crazy Guggenheim? What?
Oh, the crazy Guggenheim guy. The guy showed up and he comes. He's like taking the floor, you know, like he's going to tell this interesting story, you know. And it was like the most boring thing you could ever hear in your life, you know. Well, yeah, you know, we had these big piles of iron scrap, see, and we'd take it from this pile and we'd take it over and put it in a pile over here, you understand. Now you see these piles, and it's going on and on and on, you know, and I'm like, holy jeez, this is going to be a long evening.
Yeah.
And then I made some crack, right? Funny crack. And yeah. He starts laughing, and he sounds like crazy Guggenheim. He's like,
Who is this guy? What are your gigs?
He was a friend of Rookie's, man. It was funny as shit.
Yeah.
And Rookie still refers to him as crazy Guggenheim. But, that got me rolling. Because if I got somebody cracking up like that, that's just going to, you know, that's good. Raw meat in front of a hungry lion, babe, you know.
But Joey Kane's been listening to the show for some time now. It's the first time we called in, so it's cool. Now
that's
I got
cool,
to get in the lounge. Meet the posse.
Yeah, give me the last day. All right, well, you're working tomorrow, eh?
Yes, I am.
All right. I don't have to work till late, but oh boy, I got to drive to Bunfuck, Ohio, man.
Oh Jesus!
It's
still going to be in the 50s.
The weather's going to be cool. That's cool part. It's like, and I'm kind of in a rock and hard place because the truck rides better than the car because the car needs struts. But the truck ain't got a radio, man, and I'm going to be on the road for 5 total hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm thinking.
You got sandbags in the back of the truck now?
In the truck? Oh, yeah, the truck's set to go, man. Bogey came over and fixed the blower motor Tuesday, you know, and we're good to go. I got the antifreeze in there.
Sure, you lack is music.
Yeah, there ain't no tunes.
You have an old radio? You can throw fucking batteries
in. Yeah,
in
they don't work. They don't work so good. Yeah, I got one. It's really cute. It looks like an old ship radio in the hole where the radio should be. Got the tape deck over there in the car.
Can't you take that up?
I guess I could use a gym crack. Hey. Then you're putting headphones on or whatever.
Yeah. Just
I think I'm going to take the car and put a couple of Bob and Ray tapes in there. Because I got the tape player, too.
Yeah. You used to listen to old shows. Why don't you do that?
God. I haven't downloaded a show since Lassie was an embryo.
We're closing in on 9 fucking years.
I know. I don't care anymore, man. I just want it to end, you know. Somebody,
I hear the voice.
Somebody kill me. Shoot me now. Shoot me now.
I like to see us make it to 10.
Ah, we got it. I mean, we made it this far. It'd be a shame to pull the rug out before 10 years, but I don't know, man. How long do you keep doing this before it becomes, like, lame, you know? Oh, yeah, that too.
You never know.
Probably should download these gems, you know? I mean, my goodness. Blog Talk goes out of business. All the shows will go to the ether.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, I never thought of that, man. Like those shows that went to the ether before. Oh, no, I mean they were deleted.
I still say our funniest show was long gone, man. That one we took over Miss X. I thought that was a fucking riot.
I listened back to it. I was like, man, that was a good show. We were on it like flies on rib roast. And son of a gun. I got to listen to it once, and I should have downloaded it right then and there.
Well, who would have guessed? That this fucking Looney Tune would have deleted it.
She's
a white job.
So you said, he said it, not me. Send your lawsuits and summonses to Bossmeyer, care of Professor R.J. Gunn.
She is a whack job.
She, her? You mean her?
Mm-hmm.
Who, her?
She.
She's one? She? Her?
What
the fuck are you supposed to call her? Supposed to say her fucking name every time you refer to her. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's Cleveland for you.
Yeah.
That's Parma. That's moon over Parma. Moonshot over Parma. Okay. Now, we're going to give Tommy a kick in the ass because I'm getting seepy.
Gumby's
got
to pee.
You got to pee. I got to go seepy. All good things must come to an end. Tommy. So Monday night, we'll be back with a Christmas spectacular, right?
Yep.
How close are we getting to the Christmas day? Because we got the Dick Show scheduled for Christmas. That's next week. Yeah, okay, we'll have Christmas spectaculars Monday and Friday, and then the genitalia drama on Christmas Eve.
You want to actually go through with that where we don't mention Christmas at all? Just
well, no, we should make it like
I think that'll be
holiday,
funny
as hell,
man.
Holiday, genital holiday. No mention of the holiday. It's not a genital holiday or something. All right, our special genitalia special.
That's it.
An in-depth possum hour look at genitalia.
Don't mention the Christmas.
Dicks and woo woos.
we'll open up with the Cheap Suit Serenaders with the what was that pussy song?
Oh yeah, my girl's pussy. Yeah,
my girl's pussy. Yeah, open up with that.
All right, well send them over to the page, even though you know if I probably have it. Send it just to remind me, and then we'll build the.
I was looking over the secret page, but I didn't know there are spotted dick songs. I sent you. We got to even it out.
All right. Not sure, but
yeah, that's a shitload of dick songs.
And don't forget the pussy songs.
Gotta even it out.
We don't
want to
neglect our girls. Vajayjay. Wieners and vajayjays.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
All right,
man. Well, I'll see you Monday. Drive carefully and give
too,
generously.
You too, man. 5 fucking hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mein Gott in Himmel.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!